David, hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm David.
Jenny, and I'm Jenny.
Today we've got something pretty cool to talk about. It's not a game, it's not a console, but it's a little web tool that every gamer should probably keep in their back pocket.
David, yeah, this one's called GamePadTester.co.
Sounds simple, right?
That's because it is.
And honestly, sometimes the simplest tools are the most useful.
Jenny, totally.
I found it last week when my controller started acting up. The left stick was drifting, and I was like, is it me, or is this thing broken? Instead of downloading drivers or installing some sketchy software, I just opened this site, plugged in my controller, and boom, it showed me everything in real time.
David, that's the beauty of it.
The site runs straight in your browser.
No installs, no signups.
You plug in your Xbox, PlayStation, Switch Pro, or even some random off-brand Bluetooth controller, and it just works.
You press a button, the screen lights up.
You move a joystick, you see the little axis move.
It's like looking under the hood of your controller.
Jenny, and it's not just button presses. It shows drift, dead zones, trigger response, even vibration.
I hit the test rumble option, and my controller buzzed in my hands.
Super handy for making sure the motors still work.
David, that's the part one like.
Because let's be real, controllers aren't cheap.
If you're gonna spend $60, sometimes even $100 for pro gear, you want to know it's working right.
With this tool, you can tell right away if it's a hardware issue or if you just need to recalibrate.
Jenny, and I think it's useful for more than just gamers.
Like, developers can use it when they're building or testing games. Instead of writing their own debugging tool, they can just use this site to make sure input is being read correctly.
David, right.
It's basically plug and play troubleshooting.
You don't need to be super technical to figure it out.
And if something is wrong, the site actually gives you some tips.
Like cleaning your controller, updating drivers, or resetting the device.
Jenny, I really like how user-friendly it is.
The design is simple, clean, and straight to the point.
You don't get lost in menus.
You just see your controller map on screen and test it.
David, so yeah, if you're listening and you've got a controller that's been giving you trouble, or even if you just want to make sure your gear is ready before a tournament or a long gaming session, check out GamePadTester.co.
Jenny, bookmark it.
Trust me, the day your button decides to stop working mid-match, you'll be glad you did.
David, couldn't agree more.
That's all for today, folks.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Jenny, later, everyone.